Rokugan, a land of spirits, of fortunes, and of samurai. A place of honor, duty, and war. Where seven great clans vie eternally for the favor of the Emperor. Where a whispered word can be as deadly as a single strike, and one misstep the difference between life and death. But while clans battle in the high halls of the Emperor and on the fields of the Emerald Empire, a growing darkness gnaws at the borders. Here, the foul legions of the corrupted Kami Fu Lang seek to break through and destroy all that is righteous and good. And yet, the darkness beyond the borders is not the only threat to Rokugan. Political tensions amongst the great clans threaten to grow monthly, meaning that war is surely on the horizon. It is a time of sacrifice, of great heroes, of small stories of bravery that will forever go untold. It is a time of thunder.
Hello, I am Rain Hayes, and I am playing Soshi Kiyoki of the Yogo Wardmaster School.
Hi, I'm Solobon, playing Moto Mununokoi, Unicorn Clan Moto Conqueror School.
Hi, I'm Michi, playing Kaito Rei of the Kaito Shrinekeeper School.
Hi, I'm Lily, also known as Lilypad Nebula. I'm playing Doji Sayaka, who is a member of the Doji Courtier School.
And I'm Sean, also known as Throck, and I'll be your storyteller. Now, let's go play L5R.
When last we left our party, they made their way onto the road, heading towards the castle of the Emerald Champion. There, Soshikoro Yuki, on the first night, unmasked herself. And we found out that she was someone else, and masquerading as a one-eyed Shugenja, when really, she was nothing of the sort. They also hooked up with Ryu, the elderly porter for the Emerald Champion, who they met on their way into Suma and have decided to travel together to the Castle of the Emerald Champion. And finally, on the second day of the travel, they found some bandits, and after a short altercation with some minor wounds, our party was victorious in the combat and has even been able to take one of them captive. And so we meet the party now as they figure out what the heck to do next. So I'll throw it over to you. You are on the side of the road. There's this large shady tree under which the combat happened, blood spray everywhere, a decapitated leader of the group with his eye patch, and one other dead, two other dead bandits, one of whom, another bandit who's run off, and then the one who is knocked out, who Kaito Rei did some medical stuff on to ensure that they did not die. So what happens now, team?
We should move. We should not be in the same location where that bandit got away from.
Agreed. Let's find some place strategically defensive.
Sure.
I'm going to call out, Ryu, can we borrow your cart?
Yes, of course.
Let's not be rude. Are you... No, that's... Good for you. well, how much farther are we away from the Emerald Castle?
6 days, mostly.
Fuck.
And it's the afternoonish, getting on towards evening. You don't need to stop for the night yet, but soon, a couple of hours more travel.
I will look to Ryu. I imagine we have the captive on the back of my horse, or in the front of my horse, so he doesn't fall off, right?
For sure. Did you tie him up or anything?
No, just kind of like holding on to the front to make sure it doesn't go anywhere. Kind of like you're teaching a kid to ride a horse, sitting in the front of the saddle.
Okay.
And I'm looking to Ryan saying, if you no longer wish to travel with us, I understand. I wish you well on your journey to wherever you go.
I would have died if it weren't for you. Those bandits would have killed me. Of course I wish to still travel with you if you'll still have me, but I do understand if you wish me to leave.
Perfect. We'll borrow your cart then. as my good friend over here said.
Well, of course. Of course.
We'll get to good later.
I would be glad to provide it. Are you wishing to put this bandit in the back of my cart?
No.
It would be wise so that he doesn't like die before we can talk to him.
Yeah, okay, that's probably, yeah. That would be preferential. Let's tie him up really fucking good though. team.
You're easily able to tie him up. No check or roll needed for that. He's knocked out. You've made sure he's stable, and so you hog tie him and chuck him in the back of the cart.
I'll gag him too.
Was it Ryu? Is the
yes,
the
Ryu?
Okay. I go over to Ryu, and was there any sort of quicker time frame you were supposed to get back to castle?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we weren't imposing on you.
Absolutely not. My duties are relatively minor until the new Emerald Champion is named.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Of course.
In the meantime, let's find a safe place to rest for the evening. Let's travel further down the road and, as Kuroyoki suggested, and find a safer place to rest for the evening.
As you continue traveling north, the sun begins to slip below the surface, begins to slip below the horizon off to your left, to the west. Now, after about 2 hours of travel, seems like a good time to maybe find a secure place. You've got enough time to look around, maybe travel a bit further down the road if you need to, but to find a good secure place to camp, I would like a survival check with an approach that you think is most appropriate. And one person make the check and somebody can assist. So whoever would like to do that.
I have three survival, guys.
Wow. Yeah, I'll help. I have a survival, so I can help at least.
Okay, sweet. So add an extra ring? You will add one extra ring die to the roll, indeed. Okay, so.
Ow. Damn.
Two exploding successes and a success? Strife free?
Strife free, yeah. The opportunity cancels out the strife.
You can take any three, right? So if you just take the two exploding successes and a strifeless success, you don't even need to worry about it.
Yeah, two exploding successes then.
All right, so go ahead and reroll those two skill die, if you so choose. That's five successes. So you find actually a pretty great place, about a 5-minute travel off the right-hand side of the road. It's a little bit hilly and foresty here. You make your way up Moto Muinakoi. As you're kind of scouting ahead for the group, you see this kind of well-protected dip in the land with a number of trees around it. You know, even someone wouldn't even be able to see your fire down in there. And you would be relatively well protected. If you put somebody up on the hill for the watch, they'd see people coming from a pretty good distance away. It seems like a very secure location.
I'll high five Sayaka.
Good job.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, good job.
Can I use commune with spirits to possibly find like a stream nearby to wash off, refill water?
Absolutely. Yes, please do. Your ears start to fill with the sound of running water over wet stone. You smell fresh, clean water, and as you begin to follow that scent, appearing almost mist-like in front of you isn't a fully formed spirit, but it is this almost fish-like looking cloud of mist that seems to be traveling, leaving a trail of mist behind it, taking you to a small spring just on the back side of the hill where you're camping. It's big enough for one person at a time to bathe in, to bring clean water out of if you so need. Yeah.
So I will relay this to the rest of the party. Kind of also look at Muinakoi and go, perhaps you should be the first to take advantage of the bath, because you're kind of covered in blood.
You're covered in blood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're covered in blood, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Ray is trying to tell you.
I'll do it later. Right now, we need to interrogate this guy, but...
later?
You're right. I should do that later, if that is the proper thing to do.
Even as a unicorn, that's the proper thing to do. There's no one in Rokugan who would not think that is super gross and wouldn't get it off them.
Right now, it's a good intimidation tactic, so sure. I will wake up the guy.
I won't even say anything. I'll just walk to it and take the first bath.
Okay.
Works?
Expected. Oh, actually, we could have used her. I imagine she's scarier than I am.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I wake him up.
His head shakes a little bit as he was kind of lolling on his chest, and he brings it up, and this surprised and scared look in his eyes. He's still got the gag in his mouth, and he's...
Hello. You remember us, correct? It wasn't that long ago. Great. Now, you see my friend over there, Sayaka. That's her name. I imagine you already know that. You're going to answer any questions that she has. If you do not answer truthfully, you'll be answering the questions that I ask. And you do not want to feel the questions that I would ask. Understood? Good. I ungag him. Oh. Nobody can hear you scream here. And I'll run off. I'll take a bath.
So lose two honor for the lack of courtesy. And I'm interested from the rest of the party.
I actually only take away one per one of my techniques.
Oh, really? Okay, no, that's totally fair. Yep, so lose one. Yep. That's what they're there for. To shield against things like this.
I love that you have a thing that makes you lose less honor when you do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yep. All right, so lose one honor.
I was very courteous, like, hey, this is my friend here, just so you know. But
and if you don't do what she says, I'm going to beat the living hell out of you.
Yeah, okay, that's the one honor. That's the one honor part.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
He gave him an owl. He just has to answer the questions. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we won't put a glory loss on it then. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll watch him go and like. Well then, then go over, kneel down, in front of prisoner. Hello.
Hi.
Would you like some water?
Yes, please. I'm very thirsty.
And do. All right. Can you tell me what you and your former companions were doing on that road?
It's our road. Goro's, he's been my leader for a few years.
It's not your road.
Well, it was.
It's the Emperor's road.
No, the Emperor's road's over the hill.
And you think that means you can claim a road for your own and attack people on it?
Well, no one stopped us till now, and it keeps food in our belly and Koku in our pocket.
By taking it from others.
They can't defend it, then yes.
Ah, I see. So you would attack the weak and defenseless to take what they have and fill your own pockets.
Oh, we don't steal from the defenseless. We primarily take from, you know, merchants, weaker samurai. We saw a crane and thought y'all'd be easy picking.
Well, books in their covers and all.
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't. You're not making a good case for yourself here.
Okay. What case do you want me to make?
Trying to let you... this interaction is going to color how we tell the... I wrote it down somewhere. Shoot, where did I write it down?
Emerald Champion, what? Emerald Magistrate.
What was the name of the cops?
Yoriki.
The Horiki?
Yoriki? Yeah.
Noriki. Okay.
Your Y with a Y. Do my Y sound like N's? Because that's the second time that's happened where you've been like, I've said Yoriki, and you've been like, Noriki. Well, like,
I don't know. I just heard, it's probably just me.
Okay.
Yori. Okay.
No. We were hired.
Hired?
Yes.
By whom?
I don't know their name. They were wearing a cloak and told us to be here now. Well, there, then. And to expect a group of samurai to come by. And that they would be rich, easy pickings.
Did you now?
Yeah, she didn't say why. She just said, you know, keep the money.
I give like a vague description of the guy that we, that the foreman or whoever that we saw.
Yeah.
On the, does that person sound familiar?
No, this was a woman, I think, from the voice anyways.
Any other distinctions? An accent, a way she walked?
No, I was wearing a hooded cloak. And, you know, very imperious like one of you all.
I see. Where did she hire you?
Well, she came to one of our camps and talked to Goro and...
And I really wish we hadn't killed Goro.
Yeah. And paid us a little bit of money and then said there would be more money from you all if we were waiting here at this time.
I see.
That time there, not this time here.
Of course.
I'll wander back into camp.
What did she promise you exactly?
Oh, she said that you all were carrying rich pickings, and I see that katana you have there is quite rich pickings. She was not wrong.
I earned this katana, and the fact that you were going to take it from me makes me think less of you.
I am a bandit. It is what I do.
Right, and it's very rude. So...
I would say that the way most samurai step on peasants is very rude.
No one stepped on you.
Not you specifically.
So you're judging me for an external characteristic of mine.
Okay. The more samurai that are afraid to travel these roads, the fewer samurai who will harm people who live here.
Well.
I think I saw Motable. So come up at this point.
I'm sorry that other... I'm sorry you've had interactions that paint a poor light on those of us that are supposed to hold up Bushido.
I have never met a samurai who lived up to your supposed code in any meaningful way.
Listen, you're just insulting me. I see how it is.
I have not met you till just now. You have not killed me. That makes you better than most.
Do you have any other information about this person that hired you or what was going on that you can give to me?
I do not. I'm sorry. If you were going to kill me, I understand.
What have we learned so far, Sayaka?
A woman hired them. She came to their camp and told them to wait where they were for us. Told them a group of samurai would be passing, paid them some amount to, and then told them that they could have whatever we had.
With a cloak and a hood?
Yes.
How did they dress? Fanciful, commonly? Was this a servant to somebody?
He didn't see anything under the cloak and hood, apparently.
She was very careful to keep her features hidden.
The features I understand, but her manner of dress, would you say it was more aristocratic?
Yeah, I believe she was like you. I believe she was a samurai, yes.
Apparently there was nothing peculiar about the way she spoke. No accent or anything.
I really didn't hear much of her speaking. I'm sorry, she mostly spoke to Goro.
I understand. Where is your camp located and what lands? Here in Lion?
On the western side of the road, about a mile in, but there will very likely be no one there now. Is
that Lion Land?
Yeah, this is all Lion Land you're on right now.
On Lion Land? Okay. And it's a good it's a good natural thought process to think his camp is on Lion Land, right?
Yeah, he said it's a mile to the west of the road, which is also Lion Lands, indeed.
Are there any more of your fellow bandits there?
Well, how many did you kill?
All but two.
Me and one other?
No, you and two others.
There's only one correct. Other. There's only one.
There was only one other? Okay, yeah. We let them go then.
Right. Yeah. Then
you
there
and one other.
Only if she went back to the camp, then there would only be one person at the camp. But if he didn't go back and where I am, I would not, then there would be no one at the camp.
Why are you doing this?
How else are we supposed to live? When we are made servants of the lion, we are ill-treated. Our families are starved. They take all of our rice, and they use it for their armies. When we take Koku, we can buy rice for our families. And we can buy arms to defend ourselves from those who hurt our families.
You seem to be doing a great job lately.
We've been on this road for years. This is the first time this has happened.
It only needs to happen once.
It's the life we chose. It's better than the life that we had.
A According to him, they don't attack peasants and others that are defenseless. They attack anyone of a certain status.
Well, that matches. They let our traveling friend go.
Well.
But we would have robbed him because of his cart, but we would not have molested him. God damn
it, you're not helping your case.
I just, dude.
We would have not have harmed his person, and we would have left him with the empty cart, but we would have taken what was on it.
That's somebody's livelihood right there. Now, I was about to let you go. We were about to really consider this, but you would have helped this man and robbed his business from his family that he was starving. I think right now what you need to do, and I'll place a dagger in front of him. I think what you need to do now.
I'm not beholden to the same rules of wanton suicide as your people.
How badly do you want to live?
I would prefer to walk away from this alive, but I have committed a crime, even though I believe my criminality is just in my eyes.
Criminals usually think that, yes. If you had a way out, would you take it?
He looks at the dagger. Are you talking about that? No.
No, I'm not talking... No.
Is there anything you can do to lead us to the person that hired you? Were you to meet up later? Was she going to have other future jobs for you?
I was not the person who talked to her. The person who did now lies decapitated upon the side of the road where the master unicorn here took his head.
I see.
I want to apologize for that.
Nor would I expect you to.
And the robe she was wearing, the cloak, was just nondescript? No.
It was a black robe.
Throck.
Yes.
This is a moral quandary.
It is. I have placed in your hands a moral question.
I have an answer.
If we let you... Are you alone? Go ahead.
My daughter still lives.
When's the last time you seen her?
Last rice harvest, three seasons ago. I try to go back once a year with some money.
What's an adequate amount of money to a commoner?
A couple of cocoa.
How much?
I mean, that is a lot of money to a commoner. Yeah. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
It was in your starting kit.
Yeah.
You say that you suffer under the yoke of the Lion Clan.
They're not the only ones who have been harsh to us, but they are the most often and most brutal.
I'll hand him one cocoa.
Thank you.
I will hand him a cocoa as well.
Thank you.
I'll hand him a cocoa, and I will lean in. And I'll say, I have a suggestion for its use.
What is that, Scorpion?
You take your daughter, and you travel. You head towards the Mantis Islands are towards the west, right?
They're east. They're the east. Islands of Sylvan Spice.
Okay. Head east. Head towards Mantis Lands. We will find a use for you that will be honorable to a degree, and you will be fairly recompensed. But if you do anything other than that, my clan will know, and you won't see what happens after that.
Yes, Master Scorpion.
I think that's fair.
For this compassion.
I think that's fair, don't you?
It is. It is fair.
I'll cut the binds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go.
He gets up and he runs. Kuroyuki, Rei, and Muinakoi each take 2 honor. Nicely done. Today, our samurai have learned about honor and compassion.
Gets a new agent.
Yes. Okay.
Who could have possibly hired this guy? It was honor.
Apparently someone that knew we would be coming this way.
And the only person to know we would be...
Well,
it wouldn't be the only person to know, but it is the person who diverted us.
Well, They could have just known that the road was under construction and known that we were coming.
That is a possibility.
In this direction, at least.
It's possible. You're more familiar with the bureaucracy and intricacies of socialites' quarters, things like that.
Who?
I would suggest we have already heard rumors about conflicts amongst the Lion and other clans.
What other clans?
I don't know. I just heard it was among other clans. Don't know.
When I was at, when we were at the night of the was it the first night or the second night?
It was the second night of the formal dinner.
Yeah.
Right, formal dinner. Right. Well, the second night, I heard the most ghastly rumor that the Lion were the ones that were making decisions to mess with the championship. It very well could be someone in the Lion.
Out of character, weren't you one that started that rumor?
Yes, I was.
Is that true, Sayaka?
It was a rumor I heard.
A rumor you heard.
Hey, look, if you want to make a roll, it is a five TN to determine that I was the one that made that, so...
There's no fucking way. just being honest.
I'm really good with rumors.
Oh, wait a minute. There may be a way. I can... So, okay. I'll give it a shot. With my ally, my adoptive father.
Your what?
My adoptive father. I can reroll two die.
Well, right now you've got one success, so you're definitely going to want to reroll two dice.
Yeah. Hey, you never know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so we don't count the skill die.
Exploding success.
But you got three successes now and an exploding, and one of which is an exploding success. So go ahead and roll it again. That's four successes. Roll it again.
Sorry, I rerolled the skill too.
That's okay. Five successes. Five successes. Your uncultured unicorn figured it out.
Sayaka, I can see. I'm not good with courtly stuff, but I am proficient in bullshit.
I see your mouth twitching.
Yeah.
It was a rumor present at the party.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So we know Sayaka's good at spreading bullshit. That may actually come to our advantage later, but for right now, is there anything true that you may have heard of that you did not start yourself?
Fuck.
Okay. Any ideas?
I'm just saying, if there is conflict in the Lion Lands and the Lions are the instigators, they may be trying to close their borders. A good way to do that without drawing attention to themselves is to hire bandits to close the borders for them. Or we specifically could have been the target because we've pissed somebody off.
Did we make any strong enemies at the championship?
Well, one of them's in the custody of the...
Bayushi Sugai, at the very least, is not happy with you meddling kids.
Right, but like, anyway, that's not like in currently in jail.
I don't think so.
How? I look at Kuroyuki. How familiar are you with Bayushi Mei Lin?
I am somewhat familiar. I know that she is a Bayushi, which puts her in relative positioning to the leader of our clan. She seemed very honest when going through the trials. She seemed very honest in wanting to do her best And she was definitely just as confused as everybody else when those Ronin attacked in the tea house. I did not get a good enough sense of her to remark on our character, but she's a scorpion. She wouldn't attack me. I'm fairly sure.
I'm just wondering if maybe her connection to Bayushi Sugai might have inclined her to
act more aggressively.
Yes.
No, if anything else, she would direct her ire at Bayushi Sugai. He is the one that did not show sufficient loyalty.
All right. That's fair. And
there is a special place in hell for scorpions that do not show loyalty.
Fair. Well, we can take the information we have now and put it to use when we learn more, I suppose. We'll need to make sure we keep watch.
Agreed. For right now. Well, there's only two of the bandits left, right? So I think we should be safe.
Are we still in a forested area? I climb a tree.
Okay. I think that's just how she sleeps. And yeah.
Wait, wake me when you want to sleep. All right, I'll take the next watch. Okay. I'm going to go take a bath.
As Soshi Koroyuki goes to take a bath, as Soshi Koroyuki goes to climb a tree and begin the first watch for the evening, and Doji Sayaka takes a bath. The night will pass uneventfully as each of you slip off to sleep in turn, and the next day dawns, day three of your journey. You begin to proceed down the road, unless you had any specific scene you wanted to play out in the morning as you ate breakfast. Go ahead.
I forgot to mention, this was another thing that I had added, because I'm keeping up with my own revelations. When she comes back from taking a bath, she's basically wearing the same kind of bandeau that she wore during the contest, except that when she was doing it during the contest, she had bandages that would cover her shoulders, and with those gone, you can actually see a tattoo on her shoulder.
Oh, cool.
It's a scorpion tail encircling a moon.
That's neat.
Dig it. Dig it.
Scoroboros. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Day three.
While we're traveling, I want to like take up the rear and try to keep an eye on behind us. Yeah. Just to make sure like nobody's like following us, basically.
Aesthetics air.
Boop. Oh, nope, wrong button. Boop. That's a button.
For three successes, one of which is exploding, if you so choose.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Whoop. Four successes. You, as riding tail on this, throughout the day, are 100% confident that no one is following you.
Got it.
As you begin to move through flatter lands where fields of soy are being grown on either side of you, this is the edge of Lionland on the border of the Imperial Province where Oda Sanuchi is located. You are about a third of the way through your trip. Oda Sanuchi is the capital of the Emerald Empire and where the Emperor himself is installed for three quarters of the year, the fourth quarter being winter when he takes court in one of the major castles around the country. It is, however, spring, and the Imperial Court is in full swing. Should you choose, you could stop by Oda Sanuchi, although it would add time to your travels. I leave it up to you, as it is a point of interest on the map on the way.
Much as I would love to explore, we do have a place we need to be.
Yeah.
I would love to explore the castle, but I feel that our work with the Emerald Magistrates will take us many places, including this one.
Agreed. I think we could learn a lot here, but at the same time, I do think we should.
It wouldn't be expected of us. Would it be expected of us to like go there and be like, "Hey, we're passing through your lands. Here's a
nope
fruitcake."
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Then yeah, screw them.
Apparently, particularly no on the fruitcake.
Yeah. Gross.
No, fruitcake. No. You present a fruitcake to the Lord, lose 40 honor.
Meanwhile, in Crane lands.
Right. On the fourth day of your travels, having spent a very restful day, third day, and a completely uneventful third night, early in the morning, as you begin your traveling on the third day, you see high on a hill off to your left, a single woman practicing samurai katas. The sun shining on her from the east, you see that she is wearing simple robes. She's an aging woman with wispy white hair and a long, curved nose that nearly drops over her lips. Despite her age, she deftly spins the katana with exceptional grace and speed, practicing a complex, mesmerizing display of kata that you do not recognize. To add to the mystery, she wears only plain gray clothing, so you cannot determine her clan. Surely she can't be a clanless Ronin with skills like this. And you see her notice you, and even from here you can see the smile on her face up on this dew-covered hill off to your left, the glint of the sunlight itself kind of sparkling back at you. And she pauses and yells, "The morning sun rises every day to reveal true swords, or the fools that merely wield them. Might you be those fools?"
Is this another ghost?
I don't know.
I think it's a ghost.
We're passing through.
"Surely you have time to speak with a old master who would love to see your form."
I'll break away and wander up towards her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm interested. Saika heads up there.
Oh, all right, fine.
Kind of, you're not sure exactly what it is, but being the Shugenja of the party, your spiritual spidey senses are tingling a little bit.
I knew it.
There's something going on here. You have a ghost friend, who we will be getting to here. I know that we nearly forgot about her, but we'll be getting to her in a little bit, I promise. There is an entrance I have planned for that, but...
I don't go anywhere near her. I attempt to leave, appease the being or phenomenon in question, or require supernatural protection of some kind with this sort of shit. So I am standing right next to Ray. And as a matter of fact, I'd be like, "Ray, would you like to ride on the back of my horse?"
Someone's afraid of supernatural stuff.
Then it's a bad idea to ask Ray to sit on the horse.
I appease protection of some kind. I acquire some protection of some kind. I mean, like, nope, no. Ray, help.
Oh, I chose a terrible, terrible thing. Desire. Great.
What's your desire?
My ninjo is to delve deeply into the secrets of magic, learning new powers no one has ever discovered before, regardless of where that takes me.
I will protect you with my life. So do what you need. But I need you to watch my back at the same time.
You're literally his meat shield.
You are. You're my spiritual meat shield.
Nukoi-san, while I appreciate that you are intimidated, I do feel that it is best we stay with our friends. I cannot...
I'm not going to abandon them. I was going to go with them. I'm just asking. Please.
Oh. Well, absolutely then.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, we're going that direction.
Let us go to the old creepy lady then.
As you make your way up the dewy side of the hill, and the sun at your back, long shadows cast their way ahead of you, and she stands there smiling, and she takes her katana, she whips it against the grass, flips it up, and you see something sparkle. And it lands, and you notice a single drop of dew, and no cut grass at her feet.
Out of character, I really wanted to say that's one blunt sword.
Hey.
Hello. My traveling friends.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I see that you carry katanas. What is your form?
Well, I carry the wakizashi. It is not my preferred choice of defense.
That is no fun. Who among you would be willing to show me their true form with the soul of their steel?
I step forward immediately. So the problem is,
Be careful.
You're not very good at this, I know.
Well, also, my anxiety is kicking in. My anxiety is delusions of grandeur.
Oh, no.
You know what? I think one of my things is kicking in, too.
You believe yourself destined for greatness, and nothing will dissuade you from your fixation upon this goal. When you're presented with a chance to advance your glory, you must attempt to pursue it.
My anxiety is kicking in, too.
Which is what?
Wow, we're hitting all the banks here, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm seeing one of my fellows step forward. And my jealousy gets piqued. I want to be better than them.
I love that ours are triggering off of each other.
My anxiety is kicking in and saying, yes, these two are the best of the swordsmen here.
Is this the point where I mentioned that my anxiety is painful honesty?
You fucking... Oh, God. Don't say me!
Oh, we have become a sudden dumpster fire party.
One old woman will be the end of this party.
I am excited that two of you wish to share your skills with me. But only one may show their form against me today, so...
Well, okay, I guess if it has to only be one.
I'll
draw mine too.
No, I step forward first.
Show some respect to your elders, children. You
Ray.
Shall show your form to each other to prove that you are worthy of showing it to me.
No, you creepy old woman. Fuck you.
Hey! Whoa!
This one is not very nice, but he has spirit. I like that.
He is a unicorn.
I think spirit is the problem he's having.
What say you, brave samurai?
I say, Ray, help me.
I'll look at...
It is true, Moon Koi-san. That you are the best of us with a sword.
I'm gonna squint at her like, what?
Oh, please, come on. I'm sorry. The last, like, 4 or 5 conflicts, I have been the best with the sword.
And now we have a katana conflicts. Measuring contest. We are now measuring the sizes of our katanas. Nicely done.
Well, others have my clothes.
Hey, mine's shiny, okay?
While we are all competent with our weapons, you have proven that you are also very capable of staying out of the way of others' weapons.
Well, Kuroki-san, shall we test each other before we... show this
master.
Would it be master? Hold on.
Sword master.
Before we fight each other in a friendly duel, old woman,
What yes, do we, young what stripling?
Do we, yeah. I'm not even looking at her. What do we, what do we possibly, receive if we, defeat you in a friendly sporting competition?
The blessings of the kami shall be upon you. Not if you defeat me, but purely by proving that you are willing to stand with me.
What may we call you?
I am a simple traveler. I have no name. Kaitorei,
check.
I'm calling for a specific role here. Kaitorei, you should feel free to make a theology check here.
Oh, what stance?
Okay, so yeah. What it is?
Yeah.
You are like,
sorry.
You got all of the successes possible, and I'm not really gonna make you continue rolling on that because you got enough, no matter how you cut that. You're pretty sure this is a Kenku in human form.
Oh.
Which is a crow or raven spirit known to possess powers of good luck.
Cool.
I love Kenku.
Whether you choose to share that with the team or not is up to you. You're the only one who knows that, though. She simply says, I have no name. I am a simple traveler.
Ray nods.
Munikoi is visibly agitated, jaw clenched. Like, yeah.
I feel it would be unwise to decline this offer.
I'm trusting you.
I'll look at Saika. I'm like, Saika-san, do you have specific terms for this duel?
Shall we go to first, or I guess I'll look to, I'll look to the woman and say, do you have specific terms for us showing each other?
I myself cannot set the terms for the honor of fighting me, as more than one of you chooses to do so, but only one may. How you choose to determine who that is on your souls.
To, first strike or first blood?
They end up being the same thing.
Oh, okay. Got it. First strike, then.
Agreed.
First strike, indeed. Both of you roll me initiative.
Do, 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 do.
As you square off in possibly one of the most cinematic moments yet to come in your life, a strange spirit standing on a hill on a dewy sunrise, green grass waving around you, sparkling with the dew. You each take your stance and have the opportunity to either strike. I'm going to do a kind of, because I don't want to overdo the duel and like go through the deep technical stuff for fighting each other. I'm going to say you have the opportunity to focus, which allows you to take one success forward to the next round. But you take one strife or strike immediately.
I will focus.
Okay, so you get to carry one success forward to your next round, but take one strife. Sayaka.
I'm striking immediately.
Okay, it is a TN2 martial arts check.
Crap.
With a flash of the blade, you whip it out, and Soshi Kuroyuki steps back deftly. Kuroyuki, you are allowed an immediate counterstrike.
Okay, and that's martial arts melee?
Yep, TN2, martial arts melee. That is two successes. You successfully land a telling blow on Doji Sayaka. What does it look like?
When Kiryuki steps back, she brings her blade low so that when she steps forward again, she can whip it around with both hands and do an arcing strike.
Mm-hmm.
You are purely striking for a single drop of blood, or are you going to wound Sayaka.
Purely striking for a single drop of blood.
Okay. With a single scratch, where do you put it?
Right here.
Nicking through your kimono, a single drop of blood flows down your shoulder and onto the front of your chest, Doji Sayaka, as you have failed this duel.
Good. That was very impressive, Scorpion. You may stand before me.
I will sheathe my sword and stand in front of her. And I get a particular... I'm going to look over at Ray. Is Ray giving me any indication that this is not human?
No.
Okay.
Sayaka will sheathe her sword and walk over back to the back to where Ray and Motokui are.
Wait. Spirit.
Yes? Horse rider.
My companion here has not faced me yet.
A new challenger approaches, Scorpion.
Yes.
I must abide by his willingness to strike you.
Yeah, mechanically I have to appease the spirit in some way, so I will look to Kuroyuki and say, first blood.
I'll grin. Agreed.
Okay. So.
Take your stances, samurai.
So the first thing you'll do is you'll make an initiative check to see who gets to strike or focus first.
What am I rolling? Tactics?
So it's tactics plus a ring of your choice, and you will be in that stance on the first round. So you're currently sitting at 3 successes, an opportunity, and 2 strife. Another exploding success, a strife, and a regular success.
Ay, ay, ay.
And another success. You will definitely be going first. And then, Rain, what did you get in terms of initiative?
1 success, 2 opportunity, 1 exploding, a strife, and another opportunity.
Okay, roll your exploding. Oh, you did roll your exploding. Okay, so you got 2 plus your vigilant, or your focus, not focus, Sean focus. Your focus. You got 2 plus your focus, and Quinn, you got 5 plus your focus. So what did you totally get, Quinn?
8.
What did you get?
7.
All right. So on the first round, you may either roll your martial arts check and focus, carrying 1 of those dice forward to the next round, but you take a strife, or immediately strike.
Immediately strike.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Fair. All right. So that was 7 dice, all of which had successes on them. You can only keep 4. But that's, you will immediately strike and hit Soshi Kuroyuki.
And so do I win?
You will. My question to you is, do you strike for a single strike of blood, or a single drop of blood, or do you take a full force strike?
Single drop of blood. I don't want to hurt her.
And where on the body?
Just on the neck of the hand.
On the hand? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So describe how this happens.
So, he stands in the water stance waiting for the, seeing what the one singular opening. And as he does, maybe the wind blows just slightly and he sees his opportunity, moves forward, parries the blade and hits the top of her hand, and the single drop of blood drips down.
Horse rider, you shall face me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I'll lean in as I walk back and just whisper, that might have been a tactical error.
Come and stand before me. Show me your Gaijin blade and how you strike well with it.
I'll do my best.
Excellent.
So we make our initiative checks? It's 2 successes and an exploding success for me.
I got 2 exploding successes.
Go ahead and reroll your exploding successes. I got another exploding success. So there'll be 4 successes for me.
So I have 2.
All right, so I'm at 9.
Versus 3. I took water.
Okay. She immediately leans back and grabs her katana,
turns her body just so and cocks her head and waits for you to strike.
Okay. He will strike.
She will counter-strike.
So do I still roll to attack?
Yes, as will she.
That's a critical hit.
She will roll as well to see what happens.
But he will roll the success. Hold on, real quick. Yes. Sorry. I'm learning.
We're all learning. That's why we do well. That's why we play. We play to learn.
Okay, so that doesn't cancel out, but that's still it's. But he will also, when he performs that attack, bring up the include the 4 additional to the TN, making it to a total of 6 TN for her to hit.
Okay. And she will, as you begin to strike her, she turns into a raven and ends up behind you. And will sheathe her sword as she returns again into human form. You, Moto-san.
How do you know my name?
Are a doughty warrior, and I am impressed by your stance. Should I have been like you, you would have struck me down. I give to you a blessing of luck on this morning.
And a single feather, black as onyx, drops directly in front of you.
He'll take it. Does this appease you, spirit?
Indeed. You have great. Done well.
And he will place it in his cloak, just not to anger her in any way, and do his best to wear it in an honorable fashion.
Awesome.
He will bow deeply and respectfully as low as he can go and get on his horse and be like, all right, guys, let's go.
I have a
mechanical question.
I have a mechanical answer.
So for anxieties, it says when you make a check related to your anxiety, you gain 3 strife.
Yeah.
But my passion is Daredevil and I place myself directly into harm's way. Do those cancel each other out, or
no,
is it
and
not
here's
enough
why.
Danger?
I don't think it was enough danger. Okay. I think you knew you were going into a duel to first blood with someone who you know and are starting to probably have a relationship with, right? And this was not an honor duel to the death or like to maiming or anything like that. It was just to one touch. Okay. And so I don't think that's enough.
Yeah. Does my anxiety trigger because I performed a check? I think losing the duel would make me face
gain
my humble
strife.
Place in an uncaring universe.
Yes.
Okay.
You have faced your humble place in an uncaring universe. As
yeah,
a scorpion,
and
best
I also
to
get
do
a
duel.
Point.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. As you begin to walk away, she will yell out, "You all show promise. There is much ahead of you. And I wish you all a safe journey, and I'm sure we will be seeing each other again." And with a rustle of wings, the Kenku transforms from human back into her natural state, or at least one of her natural states, as a crow and begins to fly off into the morning sun.
Thanks so much for listening to the Welcome to the Party presentation of Steel Blossom Moon, a Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe whether you're listening on Google, iTunes, or on Podbean. We're so happy to have you today, and check out the social links below for links to our Twitch stream, our Twitter feed, and to our Patreon account. Our Patreon is the way that we subsidize all of the work that we do here at Welcome to the Party. It helps us pay our mods on the Discord, it helps us underwrite things like our Zoom chat, and our goal is to create a PBS for RPGs where we're able to fund writers, artists, and other creators around the D&D and RPG universe to create amazing things and then give them a place to showcase it. So if you feel like supporting the podcast, the best way to do it is to head over to patreon.com/welcomepartyRPG and give a buck or 2 if you got them. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.